relationships. I'm Lee Silicera, Fox News. President Biden heading to South Korea and Japan with an eye to China's actions toward its neighbor.
On the surface, President Biden's first trip to Asia as president is about deepening economic ties with allies in the Indo-Pacific. But the subtext is a warning to China, their eye trained on Taiwan, gauging the world's response to Putin's invasion of Ukraine. President Biden affirming U.S. support for Finland and Sweden to join the NATO alliance after expressing faith that Turkey, Russia's main trading partner, will drop its opposition. On his trip to Asia, Biden will meet with the new South Korean president and Japanese prime minister, also leaders from Australia and India, launching what the White House calls a new Indo-Pacific economic framework, replacing the alliance former President Trump left in 2017.
Fox's Jackie Heinrich in Seoul, South Korea. The Senate has passed a measure that will allocate another $40 billion in aid for Ukraine. It now heads to President Biden's desk. Separately, the U.S. has announced a shipment of $100 million in military aid to Ukraine. The package includes 18 howitzers as well as anti-artillery radar systems. The mayor of Buffalo, New York, says the collection of evidence related to Saturday's mass shooting at a supermarket is now complete.
The top supermarket will be returned to store owners to plan for a reopening. But days after a gunman took 10 lives at the store, officials say the look into the motivation of alleged shooter Peyton Gendron is not over. FBI Special Agent in Charge Stephen Belanger says there's more they need to know.
How he became radicalized, what he was reading, where he was reading it, who he was inspired by.
Belanger says that is part of understanding why this tragedy happened.
Fox's Grinnell Scott. Earlier today, a grand jury indicted 18-year-old Peyton Gendron on first-degree murder charges. America is listening to Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
The teenager accused in last year's deadly shooting at a Michigan high school before a judge today as his legal team attempts to have him transferred to a juvenile facility.
16-year-old Ethan Crumley returning to court via virtual hearing over a state law that mandates a monthly review over whether or not he'll be transferred out of the Oakland County Jail to a juvenile lockup.
I do believe that the defendant's placement at the Oakland County Jail continues to be in the interest of justice.
Judge Kwame Rowe, based on the severity of Crumbly's alleged crimes in the mass shooting in November at Oxford High School that left four students dead and seven others, including a teacher, injured. He's back in court for a pretrial hearing next month. His parents also facing charges in the case, accused of giving him the gun and of failing to stop him. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
For the first time in nearly 3 years, TV viewers in China can once again catch an NBA game.
The ban was lifted before the playoffs began, a ban sparked by a tweet in 2019 from then-Houston Rockets GM Daryl Morey that expressed support for Hong Kong protesters. The NBA has gotten caught in the middle. The league has promoted open dialogue about social justice issues in the United States, while it has kept mostly quiet about human rights in China, where it is being reported by ESPN that 40 principal owners in the NBA have more than $10 billion collectively tied up in business relationships outside of the NBA's 90% ownership in NBA China, which is valued at an approximate $5 billion. Jared Max, Fox News.
Vangelis, the Greek electronic composer who wrote the unforgettable Academy Award-winning score for the 1981 film Chariots of Fire and music for dozens of other movies, documentaries, and TV series, including Blade Runner, 2004's Alexander, as well as Cosmos, A Personal Voyage by Carl Sagan, has died. He was 79. I'm Lee Silicera. This is Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.